Hungary's Viktor Orbán backs Trump after Zelensky's Oval Office meltdown, Trump stood bravely for peace. By Elizabeth Weibel on February 28, 2025. Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orbán expressed support for President Donald Trump after Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky was kicked out of the White House over disrespectful comments he made, adding that Trump had stood bravely for peace. "Strong men make peace, weak men make war," Orbán wrote in a post on X. "Today President-at-real Donald Trump stood bravely for peace. Even if it was difficult for many to digest. Thank you, Mr. President." Orbán's support for Trump comes as other European leaders such as Bart De Wever, the Prime Minister of Belgium, Petteri Orpo, the Prime Minister of Finland, Kristen Mihal, the Prime Minister of Estonia, Pedro Sanchez, the Prime Minister of Spain, and Maia Sandu, the President of the Republic of Moldova, among others, issued statements saying they supported Ukraine. The support for Zelensky and Ukraine from European leaders came after Zelensky was kicked out of the White House after his meeting with Trump ahead of the signing of a minerals deal. In a post on X, De Wever stated that Belgium stood behind Ukraine and the Ukrainian people as they continued to fight to defend themselves against Russia. "We stand behind Ukraine and the Ukrainian people in their historic fight to defend themselves against an unprovoked Russian aggression," De Wever wrote. "Their fight is our fight. United we are strong. Finland and the Finnish people stand firmly with Ukraine," Orpo wrote in a post on X. "We will continue with our unwavering support and work towards a just and lasting peace. We stand united with it Zelensky and Ukraine in our fight for freedom," Mihal wrote in a post on X. "Always. Because it is right, not easy. Ukraine, Spain stands with you," Sanchez wrote in a post. "The truth is simple," Sandu wrote in a post. "Russia invaded Ukraine. Russia is the aggressor. Ukraine defends its freedom, and ours. We stand with Ukraine." During the meeting, Trump informed Zelensky that Ukraine was in big trouble, and when Zelensky said that Ukraine had been alone, Trump interjected to point out that the United States have given Ukraine monetary and military aid. "You haven't been alone," Trump said. "We gave you, through our stupid president, $350 billion. We gave you military equipment. If you didn't have our military equipment, this war would have been over in 2 weeks." During the meeting, Trump and Vice President J.D. Vance also criticized Zelensky for not acting at all thankful. "With respect, I think it's disrespectful for you to come into the Oval Office to try to litigate this in front of the American media," Vance said. "Right now you guys are going around and forcing conscripts to the front lines because you have manpower problems. You should be thanking the president for trying to bring an end to this conflict." In the aftermath of the meeting, Zelensky indicated during an interview with Fox News's Brett Beyer that he does not feel that he did something bad.